This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to ask you a trivia question here that's not really a fair question, but it is a good way to set up this next piece. Does anybody know off the top of their head the name of the only bank in this country indicted for mortgage fraud after the financial crisis? Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't know it myself until I saw a new documentary film that's out about it. It's called Abacus, Small Enough to Jail. Abacus Federal Savings Bank serves the largely immigrant community in Chinatown in New York City. It's a solid bank, but small. Assets are about 1/100 of 1% of Bank of America's, for some context here. But after the crisis, Abacus became the focus of a mortgage fraud investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney, the first such investigation since 1991. The bank was started 30 or so years ago by Thomas Sung, a Chinese immigrant. It's now run mostly by his daughter. Steve James directed the film. Jill Sung is the CEO of the bank. Her sister Vera is on the board of directors. And they all went to our studios in New York. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Steve James, let me start with you and ask you how you found out about what is kind of an amazing story.
Well, I didn't find out from reading the newspaper, that's for sure, because no one was covering this story in the mainstream media. I found out from Mark Mitten, one of the producers who's been a family friend of the Sungs for 10, 12 years now. He called me up and told me there's this like crazy story going on in New York with this small bank that was the only bank that was to be criminally indicted in the wake of the 2008 mortgage crisis.
Say that again. The only bank.
The only bank.
Indicted.
Yes. A small Chinese-American community bank. In New York City. They are a big bank. They're the 2,651st largest bank in the United States.
I thought you said we dropped.
You did drop one notch, but I didn't want to rub it in.
Oh, man. Yeah. Jill and Vera. So let's explain what happens here, I guess. In 2010, you two discover that some loan officers at the bank have been altering mortgage applications, basically fraud. You fire them. You contact the police yourselves to report the crime. But after you report it, you begin to realize something. And let's play that piece of the tape right here.
You know, at first you think that they're here to figure out what's going on for us because they're law enforcement. I don't know where and at what point we transition to...
In their mind, yeah. To
in their mind, and then us realizing, wait a minute, you know, maybe we're the target.
It was the moment you realized that the DA was going after the bank.
Correct.
Not the employees who had committed the fraud. Jill, tell me about that.
The most appalling and shocking thing to us is that we actually felt we were doing the right thing compared to the other institutions, the larger institutions that appeared to cover things up or wanted to turn their back away from it and not recognize what was happening. We said, okay, here's something we're investigating. We're letting you know. We're telling you. But instead, we were punished as if we were the bad actors, and the bad actors who were not good actors were let go. And that's what's very infuriating and actually is quite concerning because it creates a reverse incentive.
Steve, you sat down with Cyrus Vance Jr., the DA in Manhattan, the guy who brought the charges, who took the case to trial. What was his explanation for why this bank, the 2,561st or whatever it was, biggest bank in the country, was the one that was indicted for mortgage fraud after the financial crisis?
Well, I mean, it goes back to when he announced the indictments. He made a big show of connecting the charges they were bringing against Abacus to that mortgage crisis, which was ludicrous. And so when I talked to him in the interview about this and I said, this bank versus the big banks, why these charges? He said something I think very revealing. He said, yes, it's true that what the big banks did was less than ethical. And I thought, less than ethical? I mean, that's a euphemism. And then he quickly went on to say, but what Abacus was doing was just, you know, just as bad and a part of that. And I just think that it just became clear to everyone, the Sung family and us as filmmakers, that this case was so important to him because he wanted to be the prosecutor who took down a bank in the wake of this crisis, whether this bank had anything to do with that crisis or whether, in fact, as it turns out, whether they were innocent or guilty.
Jill and Vera, it bears a mention here that Chanterelle, one of your sisters, was actually working in Cy Vance's office, in the DA's office, when these charges were brought. I mean, there's a terrible poetry here.
Yes. One of the hardest things for us when this was happening, when we realized that we were going to be indicted, was how are we going to let our sister know? Because she is actually working in that very office. And we were really concerned
about her and her job there and not wanting to jeopardize anything. It was very difficult for us. We actually kept what was going on with us from her for some time.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't want to endanger her. We didn't want her to feel conflicted or anything. So we really did until we felt it was important to tell her, because we also didn't want her to be also blindsided.
That moment comes on screen and she's clearly distraught.
Yes, I think she felt very betrayed.
Steve James, as you are shooting this film in real time, you obviously don't know what's going to happen verdict-wise. 240 individual counts, a trial that takes like 80-something trial days. I don't even know how many calendar days. Would this film have been made had the verdict gone the other way, I guess is my question.
Absolutely, it would have. In fact, that was one thing we talked with the Sung family about when this was all going on, was that, you know, regardless of which way this verdict goes, we have to make this film. And I think it's to their great credit that they accepted that. And my perception was they believed so firmly in their innocence, and they recognized that this was a significant case that went beyond them. It was a case about their community too, that even if the verdict went against them, that wasn't going to change how they felt about their mission, about their innocence, and about this bank.
Jill, what has business been like at the bank since the verdict, which was, I guess, like 2 years ago?
For the first 12 months after the verdict, we were still struggling. The past 6 to 8 months have been much better. So I'm happy to say that the future looks good.
Jill and Vera Sung, the story of Abacus Bank is told in Steve James's latest film. It's called Abacus, Small Enough to Jail. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you.